Thanks very much. My name is Tony Armstrong, and I'm the Chief Executive of Living Streets, and I'd like to extend a huge welcome to everyone. It's a really packed room and a really good buzz about it, so I hope we're in for an enjoyable evening. I'd also like to thank all the mayoral and assembly candidates for being here. Lots of expertise in this room, so we'll hopefully hear some really great things about their visions for the future of transport in London. I'm here as one of the key sponsors and hosts of the organisation, but it's been put on in partnership with Movement for Livable London and also with Campaign for Better Transport. So thank you to both partner organisations. As I've got the mic, though, and I'm from Living Streets, a little bit of a sales pitch. We're 83 years old this year, and we're the oldest pedestrians association in the world. We're very active in London. Lots of you here have been very involved in our Living Streets local campaign groups, doing brilliant work across the capital and in boroughs. And we really want London to be the best place in the world for walking. That's our real vision for London. So hopefully we'll hear some of those thoughts from the panel. Also on your seat is a flyer for the Great British Walking Challenge. I'm going to stop the sales pitch 1 second. But it's May is National Walking Month, and we're asking everybody to get into the walking spirit and walk during May. The details on the flyer of how you can sign up. A few bits of housekeeping before we get on to the main events. The toilets on either side, if you leave the exit to my left, to your right, down one flight of stairs or in the lift, and there are toilets available equally on the other side. Disabled toilets are on that side, which is the accessible route. There is no fire alarm scheduled, as far as we know, but if there is an alarm, if you could leave calmly, following the signs down both entrances, you need to go down two stories where the fire exits are, and then we congregate in the garden in front of the building. And if anybody wants to tweet during tonight, our hashtag is TransportQT. So hopefully there'll be a lively debate on Twitter as well. Right, I'm going to shut up now and hand over to John, King of Streets, Dales, who's going to introduce himself.
Yes, good evening. A new experience for me tonight. I've never in my life before had to apologise for not being Polly Toynbee. I don't know how many of you have ever had to do that. It's my role tonight to do that. I am here partly as a Living Streets trustee. I'm also a transport practitioner of over 30 years. I don't look old enough. Most of that time spent in London. I'm very interested in what happens in terms of transport in London. But as to what happens, I don't have any particular partiality. I have, it's fair to say, since the last mayoral election, voted for each one of the parties represented here on the table for one reason or another. I know it's shocking, Jenny. But that's because I vote on issues. What about that? And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I should also say that in the last week, I have walked many miles. I have cycled on my own bike many miles. I have actually tandemed with the missus many miles. I've used a hire bike for many miles. I have driven many miles. I have been on a bus many miles. I have, watch it, partiality there, careful now. I have been on a bus for many miles. I've been on tube for many miles, and I've been on overground rail for many miles. And I'm not trying to really do too much to shoehorn the names of our sponsors into this evening's events, but what really I'm looking for is better transport provision that will create living streets, that overall will create a more livable London. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I hope we're going to get to the bottom of tonight. So that's what's all that about. Tony's already mentioned, I've switched my phone off because otherwise the mics will go bip, 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 about every 5 minutes. But the rest of you, please feel free to tweet if you do. I would normally go under the moniker of not King of Streets, actually, but at John Street Dales. I won't be tonight, so you can tweet, and I look forward to hearing and seeing what you say about that later. The format is fairly standard question time format, so I'm kind of Dimbleby. Now, only kind of. I'm not going to apologise for not being him, though, if that's all right. Which means that I will ask questions. There are loads of them sent in. Thank you very much for all those. For obvious reasons, we've had to pre-select, and because we want to cover the ground as well. So I will ask questioners to say their question, and we'll have responses in a very strict, wonderful order that's worked out, so that everybody, all the candidates here, the representatives of candidates and assembly members, will get to say their say. But to begin with, what we'll do is we'll have an opening statement of about 3 minutes. I have the wonderful Kevin here, who's got... Go on, give us a go. There we go. Each of the speakers will get 3 minutes to have an opening statement. At 2.5 minutes, they'll get a wave, which you won't hear, and then a ping, so we know that. And the order for that has been predetermined. And then finally, they'll have that kind of lift pitch. They've got one final minute to sum up what they think, and they will do that in the reverse order. So I hope that's reasonably clear about what the order is today. We are short of time, so to speak, which is to say we have to be out of here by a particular time. So I do want to keep things moving as quickly as possible. I have the right and will exercise it once I've sat down to make sure that things are kept to the point and that we actually manage to move the debate along. So I make any apologies I might have to make for cutting people off, I'm making them right now, but it will happen if necessary. Okie doke, I think we're done. We're already slightly ahead of schedule, so let's hope we can keep it that way. Now, balls were drawn out of a felt bag or something beforehand, something like that, which means that Richard Tracy, here from the Conservative Party, will give his opening three-minute address, and then we'll see who's up next. Brilliant. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, John. Well, good evening, everybody. And I want to apologise, first of all, for Boris Johnson not being here instead of me. You won't have mistaken me for him, will you, because I've got far less hair and so on. But he does have a lot of engagements and a very big diary, and I'm afraid that this organisation was a bit down the list when they put their invitation in, because he got several more already. But I'm the chairman, the leader of the Conservative group on the Transport Committee. So as it is transport and Conservative transport policy we're talking about, I suppose I'm appropriately standing in for Boris. Now then, our manifesto is called Investing in Transport. And that is the central core of what we're trying to do. We're not making any sorts of offers to people and bribes, or call them what you will. What we want to do, and John has already rather sort of set the tone by saying that he wants a better transport London and a better living London, and that's what we are after, because across the board, this manifesto tells you both what we have done in the last 4 years of the Boris mayoralty and what we're planning to do in the next 4 years, the second term of a Boris mayoralty. We are spending a lot of money. Now, Boris, one of his strengths, of course, is that he does have first-class access to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor of the Exchequer, and that's already shown itself in the sort of money that he's able to get. Extra for transport and extra in other areas, but it's transport we're talking about. So we are very anxious indeed to spend what we can, and it's 6 billion and rising on upgrading the underground line, and our aim in the next 4 years is to make the whole underground system 30% more efficient than it is now. We're doing it in various ways. I mean, you know, of course, about the tube tunnel upgrades and track upgrades, but we're also aiming at improving the signalling, very important, and that is going to move us on. On the trains too, the overground, the stations and so on, again, we are aiming for a better London by spending a very great deal of money on it. But it across the board, streets, traffic lights, boats, one of my particular interests on the river transport we're aiming at, and also, of course, there is a statement at the end of the manifesto about airports too. So that's what we're aiming at, investing in transport.
Thank you very much, Richard. Okay. Val Shawcross next. Can you guess which party?
Oh, well, good evening, everybody, and thank you very much for the invitation. Living Streets is a great organisation, and it's a pleasure to be with you. I'm here representing Ken Livingstone and the Labour Party. Ken also sends his apologies. He did have a prior commitment. Last week, we published our transport manifesto called Lower Fares and Better Transport. And if you haven't seen it already, I've actually put a button on my own personal website, valshawcross.com, so you could find it easily if you're having trouble navigating the Labour Party's websites. And actually, one of the things that Ken has said in here is that if he's elected, I'll be appointed as the chair of Transport for London. And it's an area of interest I hold very deeply. I started off in professional life as an aid and development manager. I was elected to Croydon Council, and I hope many of you have ridden on the tram that I was very involved in having installed in Croydon. I chaired the Fire Brigade for Ken Livingstone for 8 years in his previous term. And for the last 4 years, I've been on the Transport Committee with my colleagues here. So if you think we're rather cosy, it's because we've been working together for quite a long time and enjoying it, I think. In terms of what we want to achieve in London, transport is absolutely at the heart of so many big missions. We've obviously talked a lot about reducing the fares, the 7% cut in the fares. And what that is about for us is that this is a city in a cost of living crisis where so many people are really, really struggling financially, and not just unemployment, but people working. And we know that fares can be much more affordable in this city, so we will reduce the fares. But the other side of this story is that we have a long-term plan. We want to make sure that we're investing in developing and improving transport for this city. It's about promoting economic regeneration in this city. It's about giving people access to work and to jobs. It ought to be about sustainability. It ought to be about improving our air quality. And it ought to be about making our communities much more livable and enjoyable. So the kinds of things that we are talking about in our manifesto are about actually having a proper programme of improving walking and cycling, investing in the environment, taking out fast gyratories, and actually making London a healthier city, as well as a city which is more economically successful. I really think we've slipped back over the last 4 years, and we need to reinstate many of the projects that have been dropped in the past. You know, I'm a militant South Londoner as well. I can see a couple of South Londoners here. I really want to see better transport for all of us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jenny Jones from the Green Party.
Thank you. It's very good to be here this evening amongst a friendly audience, mostly friendly, and we're not arguing, no. And I want to give you a list of policies, because I can talk very generally about making London more affordable, more accessible, greener, healthier, safer, and so on, but I actually want to give you some of the very solid policies. And regardless of whether or not I'm elected mayor, I will almost certainly be elected to London Assembly. You will be able to hold me to account for these, and I will push these as hard as I can, whether it's Ken, as I rather hope it will be if it's not me, or Boris. And so, one of the things you're going to hear from most of the other candidates, most of the other political parties, is that you can't bring down fares and invest in the transport infrastructure. You've got to choose between the two. But actually, Greens say we can do both. We can make fares cheaper, we can bring them down below inflation, and we can also keep the investment going in our transport infrastructure. And so I'm going to tell you the things I will do. I will invest in our transport system to relieve overcrowding and improve connectivity by increasing bus capacity and investing in major projects such as Crossrail, new tramways, light rail services and tube lines. I'll work with the government. I'll send in my negotiator, Darren Johnson, who's a tough dealer. And I'll work with the government and Network Rail to reduce emissions from trains and planes. I will push for the closure of City Airport. I see a vista of allotments or affordable housing or a green industrial park, something useful instead of City Airport. And I'll also ensure that all new buses are low emission, hybrid hydrogen or electric models. I'll make public transport affordable, and I'll deliver fare cuts in the first year of the mayoral term. And we'll do this by raising congestion charge from £10 to £15. But for the gas guzzlers, the cars that we don't want on our roads because they pollute and they harm us, those will put the price up to £40. I personally would have liked higher, but the Green Party overruled me. I'll also introduce a pay-as-you-drive scheme. I'm so sorry, you're waving at me. No, we're near the end. I'll also make it safer and more pleasant to walk and cycle by introducing a 20 miles an hour speed limit on all streets. Default London-wide. Many boroughs want to do this. They need the money. Boris refused to give them the money to do it in one go, which would have been much more cost-effective. And we would adopt the Dutch road design principles for cycling superhighways. And I would reinstate the £3 million that was cut from the traffic police so that our roads will be safe from illegal drivers as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
And last, but of course not least, Caroline Pidgeon from Lib Dems.
Thank you very much, John. And it's a delight to be here with groups like Living Streets and Campaign for Better Transport, who we've worked so closely with on the Transport Committee at City Hall. And I joked earlier, we just need one more and we'll call it and we can have one of our great committee meetings. But it's great to be here amongst so many friends. We were asked to give our comments on how would we keep London moving. Now, Brian Paddock's given his apologies. He sent me as his deputy, but also because I lead for transport and have obviously detailed knowledge in this area. But there are lots of ways we can keep London and Londoners moving. One of them is about how we improve the fares in this city and how we can perhaps encourage people on to public transport who may be priced off it. So we have got a fare affairs package which does reduce fares for those who can least afford to pay for them, but also keeps the investment going into the network. So early bird fares, changing the off-peak and peak times in the morning, so particularly people who perhaps work shifts, who go into work extra early in the morning, they will have reduced fares. A part-time travel card. More and more people across London are working part-time, particularly women. We want to make sure if you work 3 days and seven, you aren't penalised for that. And of course, our one-hour bus ticket, making sure you can hop on and off buses as many times as you like within an hour and only pay one single fare. Simple policies that we think will make a difference and get people using public transport even more. But actually, we need to see a big switch in London, and we want to see all of London's buses, taxis and light goods vehicles electric by 2020. We've got a fantastic plan that's affordable to do this, that will clean our air in central London, where we see well over 4,000 premature deaths in London every year due to the poor air quality. We want to encourage walking across London. We want to centralise vast parts of central London from Oxford Street down to Trafalgar Square to make it far more attractive and easier for pedestrians and cyclists. We want to run annual summer streets programmes like we've seen in New York and bring in a sort of loyalty card, incentive card, to get people to use more sustainable forms of travel. We also want to make cycling far safer in the capital, and I'm sure we'll come on to that later. We want to put in more tricksy mirrors at junctions, find ways forward, and to push for Dutch-style cycle lanes across the capital. But there's so many other ways we can keep people moving, whether it's investing more in our bus network, having more orbital buses. People don't always want to go into the centre of town. Have express buses to immediately increase capacity at peak times. The tube upgrade works, trams, light rail, use of the river. There's so many things we want to do. And in our manifesto, which will be launched formally next week, you'll see much more detail on these and many other ideas we have to keep London and Londoners moving. Thank you.